President Bush will have to work with a very different Congress come January. Democrats are now in control of the House of Representatives, and the Senate, though too close to call, will most likely be narrowly divided. Republican strategist Frank Donatelli was a political advisor to President Ronald Reagan. He joins us now to discuss how the administration might handle this new atmosphere. Good morning.
Good morning.
Does President Bush now have to govern more like he did when he was governor of Texas and, as we all know, reached out to Democrats in Texas?
Well, Renee, he's certainly going to be challenged a lot more by the Congress. It looks like the Democrats are going to have close to 230 representatives in the House. I do suspect that the president finally will be forced to use his veto pen a couple of times in the next 2 years. But I think they're going to approach this to try to see what areas of common ground they can work out with the new speaker and the new Senate and at least try to work on those jointly. I would also expect the president in his last 2 years to do what other presidents have done, Ronald Reagan, Dwight Eisenhower, when Congress had gone against them, and concentrate more on foreign affairs.
Of course, Iraq was a big issue in this election.
Right. And I can assure you no Republican wants to go through another cycle like this with Iraq being such a big issue and being so strongly strongly a negative factor for Republicans. And so the hope is that the president will really focus on that, work with the Congress if necessary, because we have to show progress there.
Just turning now to strategy, the president's political advisor, Karl Rove, has built the party from the base, the right wing of the party. Has this strategy run its course?
Well, we're going to have to take a look at that. You know, 08 is already upon us. One election ends and a new one begins. I was looking at some of the exit polls, Renee, for some races that Republicans actually lost this time, and that we did pretty well among Republicans. Republicans seem to have turned out in fair numbers, and yet we Republicans lost independents, and that is troubling. You obviously can't just win national elections with your own party. You have to appeal to independents also, and there are just too many states right now where we don't seem to be competitive, and we're going to have to change that. I mean, we had some very good candidates out there this cycle, Michael Steele being one example, who just who ran a great campaign, but we were just not competitive in that state. So New Jersey is another example. So I think, look, 08 is going to be a new cycle. There's going to be new candidates, and it is an opportunity, I think, for the party to take another look and see what areas we might try to improve in.
Well, and what about the GOP coalition, evangelicals, fiscal conservatives? Do you expect that they will hold together after this election?
Well, when you go into the minority, especially in the House, that does give you a period where you can reflect a little bit because the governing majority is on the other side. Look, I would just say, obviously, that's necessary. There are not enough social conservatives to win national elections alone, and there are not enough economic conservatives or libertarians to win elections alone, but the two working together can be very powerful. And so, you know, that's the trick of statesmanship, is to fashion coalitions among elements of your coalition that don't agree on all points.
Frank Donatelli, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Renee.
Frank Donatelli was an advisor to President Reagan. He is executive vice president and director of federal public affairs for McGuire Woods Consulting.